For international relief groups, one of the big challenges in Haiti has been finding an efficient and fair way to hand out the food that's now arriving there. The relief agencies say they are now using a distribution system that focuses on giving the food to women, and they've also divided up the capital city into food distribution points. From Port-au-Prince, NPR's David Shaper reports.
1,700 people lined up just after dawn Sunday on this hillside in an area of Port-au-Prince known as Canopé Vert. It's a food distribution site in one of 16 geographic zones set up by the UN's World Food Program to try to get food to more people. Most in these two long lines were handed tokens, paper tickets really, the day before by local community leaders working with the Irish aid organization GOAL. GOAL's James Kelly explains.
We have 11 Haitian staff that we work with to go to each of the different sites, the different communities that are here in this particular zone that we need to work in. We go and we give out those 1,700 tokens each day, and then the following day, each of those people that have a token in their hand know that the distribution will start here between 8 and 9 a.m.
Until now, relief organizations have been struggling to get enough food delivered to the hundreds of thousands of homeless and hungry earthquake survivors, and many haven't been reached. Among them is 66-year-old Teres Nozil, who is caring for her grandchildren after their parents were killed in the earthquake. Standing in line and holding her food ticket tightly in her hand, Nozil says she hasn't received any food assistance yet. The family has been living off of borrowed bread and sugar water, so she's relieved that she will get a 55-pound sack of rice. But Nozil says she has no money to buy other foods to mix with the rice, so it won't last long. The line is orderly and protected by a heavy military presence. Among the other changes, organizers say they're giving food voucher tickets almost exclusively now to women, because previous food handouts were sometimes disrupted by young men pushing their way to the front of the line or taking the heavy bags of rice and other dry goods away from women. They also say women are more likely to ensure that the food is distributed equally and that children get enough to eat. Near the head of the line, 23-year-old Nadine Judy says she likes the new process.
This way is a good one.
But Judy says she only found out about the new food distribution program by word of mouth, and that concerns her.
It's like some people, they don't know about the distribution, so this is the wrong side of it.
And just as the morning heat begins to sear, so do tempers, as a few hundred people without tickets, mostly young men, stand in the street glaring and sometimes shouting at organizers through a wall of U.S. and U.N. soldiers. But it's not only men being kept away from the food line. Among them is this young woman, who is 5 months pregnant.
I don't have any food because everything is about card. Once you don't have any card, they don't give you food.
Those without tickets are told their turn will come. Organizers try to explain they're handing them out one neighborhood and one improvised encampment at a time. But the shouting intensifies until the military peacekeepers move those without tickets across the street. After everyone with a ticket gets a bag of rice, the frustrated crowd disperses peacefully. But this wasn't the only food distribution site that saw tempers flare. At the National Soccer Stadium downtown Port-au-Prince, peacekeepers used pepper spray to keep a surging crowd out after the rice rations ran out. And there were other problems, too. 7 of the 16 distribution sites weren't ready to open Sunday as planned. Escalating gang violence made it too dangerous to open 2 of the sites. 5 needed more preparation and better distribution of the food ration cards. UN officials say those sites should be open in the next day or two. Overall, they say it went well, and the glitches were inevitable. The World Food Program hopes to distribute rice to 2 million people here over the next 2 weeks. On day one, officials say they reached more than 100,000. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.